Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org. Check us out on Facebook.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And this is Cinema Classics.
It is indeed.
One last time.
No, what, you're not saying that this is the last show.
No, I'm not. But
you had me worried.
Yeah. Entertainment Weekly's Lisa Schwartzbaum had a article in the New York Times that
she's moving up.
And entitled that very thing, One Last Time. And it's about mostly aging movie stars, males, who have a kind of formulaic now last fling.
Right.
Which she sees as some attempt to come to terms with the finality of their lives.
Yeah.
And she contrasts those with females. You have any notion about that?
Well, yeah, of course. What do you think? You're going to propose a topic on which I have nothing to say? I love this. I love this genre of film. I don't know that it's a genre, technically, but I love aging stars in the right roles can lead to really great things. The one thing that just popped into my head, you know, because I was going to hang this on Eastwood's hook, you know, with Unforgiven.
Right.
Because I'm fairly certain that when audiences responded to Eastwood's very clear, you know, orchestration of his aging persona in Unforgiven to the tune of multiple Oscars and big box office, that you saw that, you know, every guys his age started, you saw that played with more frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Lee Jones, Eastwood has continued to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think it started before. I'm going to say in the 70s, Robert Mitchum really kind of played with his age a little bit in ways that I think, you know, one could argue influenced Eastwood. Mitchum played a really old Philip Marlowe in The Big Sleep and Farewell, My Lovely. You know, and The Friends of Eddie Coyle. Remember that movie?
Yeah, but you're taking this argument to a very high level.
Okay.
Where she's talking about films like Las Vegas. Or, excuse me, she's talking about films like Las Vegas.
Yeah.
She's talking about films like Las Vegas and Grudge Match and The World's End.
Yeah.
All right. And where you're taking the high end in the sense that these are actors getting older who are still doing significant work.
Well, this is why we have movies like Las Vegas, though. You know, is because there is some commercial potential in these stars playing their age, and I think that's the nadir of that output. You know, Grudge Match. I don't even want to acknowledge that movie exists.
What she contends, and I really have to think that she may be right, is that there is nothing like this pattern, really, for most males. For most males in looking at that last great enterprise that they're going to do, a kind of super bucket list. Yeah, I'm going to Vegas. Yeah, I'm going to get some hookers, and I'm going to da-da-da and all. She doesn't think there's any real, for most males, there's any real need to do that. She thinks it's a matter of producers who have seen what you have alluded to, this kind of subgenre that works.
Okay,
old
so
guys
it works.
Going, yeah.
So what if there's no corollary in real life? Who cares?
I know. Well,
that's so stupid.
Well, if you look at the other side, if you look at the female side, there really isn't any kind of film like that. Even Thelma Louise really isn't that kind of last hurrah. Legendary.
I'm sure if we poked around IMDb and Google
for a few minutes,
we could produce a few. I'm sure.
The point is, I guess, between the now and the future. And her thesis, which is real, I think, intriguing, is that men are mostly interested in now.
Right.
What can they do now before they can't do it?
I think maybe we're more worried about death.
Yes, and that's
you know, death is kind of looming over us in a way. I'm guessing doesn't loom over most women. I think men are always trying to think about what they haven't done, what they haven't finished, what they haven't accomplished, and so failure is the is really what we're dealing with. You know what I mean?
That's nicely said, it fits somewhat with her thesis that women are interested in the future, mm-hmm. not the present or the past.
Mm-hmm.
Evidenced in even something like Bridesmaids, which looks just like a takeoff of Hangover, but no, that's really about the future, a bride and a future family.
Yeah.
And if you look at the rituals for...
Well, those are young women, too. Yeah. I mean...
Well, if you look at the family rituals such as the bridal shower, you look at things that are relative to growth and family,
mm-hmm.
where men are looking back, or at least now exercising all of the abilities they can before they meet Mr. Death.
Yeah.
I think it's really a good distinction.
Well, it's regret.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. There's another way of looking at this too. If you take a film that came out last year, the Best Marigold Hotel,
okay,
you have something where for an older person such as Judi Dench played, there's all kinds of possibilities still in the future as she opens her little luggage and settles down into this hotel,
yeah.
and meets a love. And so there it seems to me to be fewer films that we could identify as these. As the tagline for Las Vegas says, it's going to be legendary.
Right. You know? And just for the listeners who don't know, Las Vegas is the movie that came out recently with Michael Douglas, Robert De Niro, and who else? It's the movie that came out recently with Morgan Freeman, Michael Douglas, and Robert De Niro.
And Kevin Kline.
And Kevin Kline.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Which reminds me of a movie I saw recently, John, on Netflix that I'd wanted to see, I was curious about, and finally got around to seeing, was Stand Up Guys.
Good choice,
with Christopher Walken.
She mentions him.
And Al Pacino.
Yes.
As Al Pacino's a gangster, gets out of jail, and Christopher Walken's his gangster friend. And looming over the whole movie is whether or not Christopher Walken is going to whack Pacino. He's been given orders.
Yeah.
And, there are some charms in that movie. But ultimately, it's not worth seeing.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I really want it. It's like Grudge Match. I really wanted to see it,
mm-hmm.
but I just can't bring myself to do it.
Well, you know, it's not as bad as Grudge Match, from what I understand. Christopher Walken is really great in it because he's toning himself down, and he's really
right.
operating in a minor key that's quite effective.
Well, so I guess we haven't settled any arguments here.
I don't know. What do you want? What's the argument?
Well, the argument would be, are women better than men because they are not as silly as men?
Well, they're certainly not as preoccupied with stupid crap, yeah.